So let's close the Inside the Book segment for today and open up our book publishing rock segment. And in doing that, I want to mention who's on board. Joining us today is Rocky Lang. Rocky is a Hollywood film producer, and he's been involved in motion picture and television business his whole life. Some of you may be familiar with his father, Jennings Lang, who was a veteran Hollywood producer and executive at Universal Studios. He produced, for example, Earthquake and one of my favorite movies, Play Misty for Me, among other films. Rocky was the executive producer of Racing for Time, made for television, a Lifetime television. He's produced and directed 5 documentary films, including the award-winning The Making of Tootsie. In addition to directing 3 feature films, he produced White Squall. I got to tell you, White Squall is one of my favorite films. I'm a big ocean guy and boat guy. And White Squall, starring Jeff Bridges and directed by Ridley Scott, was a Disney Hollywood Pictures movie. And I tell you, it was it's just a very stirring story. And it was a wonderful job by Rocky, I got to tell you. One of my favorite films. And he also has produced other films. There was an Emmy Award-winning program called Titanic, which was a 4-hour miniseries for CBS on television. So I think it's pretty obvious Rocky knows his business. And so I'm really honored to have him here as my guest today on Cover to Cover. Welcome, Rocky, to Cover to Cover. It's great to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I'll tell you what, we met in May in New York City, and since then I've researched your career, I've shared with the audience some of the highlights, I've learned some interesting things about you. You're not just a film producer and director, but you're also a screenwriter, a book author, pretty incredible stuff.
Thank you. Yeah, I try to keep busy, try to keep the balls rolling in this crazy world.
I'll tell you, I mean, you know, I'm doing this balancing act myself. It's really kind of fun. Because of time, I want to focus, however, on our conversation on your newest venture. You're creating what you call sizzles to promote books. Would you kind of tell our audience what a sizzle is? And then let's look at a little bit about how you make them and, you know, what authors and publishers need to know about them. And we'll kind of let that kind of unfold.
Great. Well, for years as a filmmaker, we use sizzle reels, which are basically, if you think of movie trailers or some people call them in the publishing world, the book trailers. They're really sort of sales pieces to try to get people into the theater or someone to read the book. The difference between the book trailer or the movie trailer and the sizzle reel is essentially it's the tool for, in our case, when we're talking about publishing, it's a tool for the writer or the publisher to synthesize their idea, which is ultimately the book form, into a 1 minute or 1 minute and 30 second sizzle of their concept. So what it allows you to do is that regardless of the stage you are in your career, you could be an unpublished writer who does not have an agent, and you're trying to get an agent to be attentive to your piece of material, and meanwhile they're getting hundreds if not thousands of submissions of manuscripts across the country, is that you can get that sizzle reel embedded into an email to that agent. And that agent can see your idea and go, wow, that is a cool idea. I want to read that book. And it goes all the way up to where you have an agent, and that agent is looking to try to get a publisher interested, or that agent is trying to get a Hollywood agent interested in the book idea for a movie, or that Hollywood agent is trying to get a producer involved with it for that movie, or the producer wants to take it to the studio and get that person. So it's a way of sort of synthesizing the idea into a visual form. It also provides, if you're at a point where you have a publicist, instead of a publicist sending your hard copy of your manuscript right off the bat or a press kit to all the radio and television producers out there, that what they can do is with an introductory email, they can embed this sizzle reel about and including your book if you have it on a PDF or something like that. But that sizzle reel to that show producer. So that show producer opens their email and bam, they get the idea of who you are, what your story is, and whether or not it would fit on their show. And this becomes obviously very, very good for those who have not had a lot of media experience, and it can show their faces or they can hear their articulation for the various shows. So it has a multi-purpose appeal to be used in many ways.
Okay, so this is a very short, 1 to 2 minute typically. It could be a little longer, I suspect, but 1 to 2 minute digital program, a digital showing of a concept that represents a book. And are these basically best for nonfiction books or can fiction books?
We have done them from across the board. I mean, we have done a number of nonfiction books. We've done some murder story, true crime stuff. We've done a lot of self-help work. We just did an amazing nonfiction story about a man and a friend who had traveled 5,000 miles on foot from Alaska to Mexico. It's the last narrative masterpiece of Orson Welles that he had recorded nearly 30 years ago. We also have done fiction. We've done speaker sizzles because, you know, with speakers today, they need a platform. And it's able for them to book their events. It's able for them to get onto the radio and talk shows. So we just will fit our project to the need of the author or the publisher.
Well, I was going to talk with you about the speaker sizzles because I know that's something you're doing, and I want to come back to that. First of all, what I want to do is so we can talk without any further interruption. Let me take a quick break.
Okay.
Let our sponsors get a little bit of airtime, and then we'll come right back and finish up. So let's take a quick break. I'm talking with Rocky Lang, coming to us from Northridge, California. He's the founder and president of Books to Film, and we'll be right back.
At Ocean Publishing, we've been providing our readers with high-quality books for nearly 10 years. Whether you're looking to learn more about marine life or maybe just curl up with an exciting fantasy, one of our affordable titles is sure to fit perfectly on your bookshelf. At Ocean Publishing, we're making waves with quality books. Visit today at oceanpublishing.org. That's oceanpublishing.org.
Books the way you want them. That's what you get when you choose Color House Graphics to manufacture your books. Whether you decide to print a small quantity of books or need a large print run, you can depend on Color House to help. You'll receive professional help and advice the moment you speak to one of their representatives. Call them today at 800-454-1016. That's 800-454-1016. Or visit them on the web at colorhousegraphics.com. That's Color House Graphics.
Dolphin Printing and Design is the place to go for full-color copies and a full-service print shop. At Dolphin Printing and Design, they specialize in postcards, newsletters, and brochures. Dolphin Printing and Design promises to be customer-driven, provide the quality of product you expect and deserve, and they will be there when you need them. So call Dolphin Printing and Design at 437-4616. That's 437-4616. Dolphin Printing and Design.
Welcome back to Cover with Frank Gromling. That would be me, your effervescent host. And now we rejoin our book publishing rock segment with our guest, Rocky Lang, who is the founder and president of Books to Film TV. That's bookstofilm.tv. And Rocky, before the break, we were talking about how the sizzles work, that they can work for speakers as well as books. But I want to stay on the book thing a minute. It would seem to me, and I don't consider myself an author, although I've done a few books, but I'm really a businessman. I'm a publisher, but it seems to me that it would be a real challenge to take a book written by somebody else that's about a very specific subject, whether it's fiction or nonfiction, and then grasp the essence of that and transform it into a 1 or 2 or even a 3 minute video or electronic format that is going to be really, really, really capturing everything that author and publisher wanted to express. How do you do that?
Well, I think it's very craft-oriented. I'll even give you a tougher one. It's like when you go to the movies and you see a one-sheet poster of a movie, you're talking about one frame and some text on it that's supposed to get people excited about the picture. So when you're talking about, you know, a sizzle reel or a trailer, at least you have a little bit of time to to create that. What my message is to writers primarily is that in today's world, you need to synthesize your idea into a basically what some people call the elevator pitch today.
Okay.
It has to be synthesized down because there are very short attention spans. The keyhole into the castle has become very small, and how are you going to separate yourself away from that? So what we do is, having done this for years and years in the movie business, is that we're able to take a look at what the big concept is, identify what the sales pitch is, what the commercial aspect of it is, talk to the writer, the publisher, and after we identify that is, what that is, then we're able to cut the film together based on that material, the artwork that's either provided or that we license, the music, the text, whatever it takes. And each author and each publisher often has a different end game, and that's what I always ask them, what's the end game? Some people say, I need an agent. Some people say, this is going to make them be the next, Hollywood blockbuster. Someone says, I just need it to put on my publisher's website because I want to drive traffic to it. We did one for a book called The Glen Sheen's Daughter, which was a true crime story for cable publishing, and the author informed me that her sales went up 20% just on the fact that when people clicked on that website for the publisher, that they saw the trailer, the publisher loved the trailer, and so ran right on her homepage, and boom, the book sold another of 20%. I don't know for how long it did, but she was very excited about that.
So just putting it on a website, it increased sales by 20%.
Well, in that one, the problem with websites for a lot of people is, how do you
getting
drive eyeballs to the website?
Yeah, exactly.
So you're always fighting that. That's not primarily what I tell people. I'm trying to tell people, I said, look at, we're not really interested at we're not a company that's really interested in doing a trailer that's going to say, look at here, this trailer is going to get people to come and read your book, because that will only depend on the ability of the writer, the author, to have distributions and be able to have the ability to drive, eyeballs to the site. What we're trying to do is say, look at, we're going to hand you the ball, and we're going to tell you where to throw it, and you're going to throw it in the right direction. And that means, you want to be on radio, you want to create a platform for yourself, this is how you do it. And you hear it over and over again. You hear it in the music business, you hear it in the publishing business, you hear it in the acting business, is what is your platform? What is going to differentiate you from the masses? You can write the greatest novel, the greatest nonfiction piece ever. You can write the greatest song ever. But when it comes to a record company saying, why are we going to put money behind your great song when nobody knows who you are? Why are we going to buy your book when nobody knows who you are? How are you going to say to them, I'm worth taking a shot on? And that's creating the platform. Now, how do you create the platform? You create the sizzle reel. The sizzle reel creates interest. You get on the radio and you get on television shows. You start to create media behind you. You send it to newspaper people. People see it. They do stories on you. All of a sudden, you start speaking at speaking groups and readers groups, and people start to get involved with you. It's really grassroots type of a promotion at a certain level. And at a higher level, it gives those publishers just a little bit of a heads up on the rest of the crowd.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the sizzle reel is really serving as another tool in the toolkit that every publisher and every author has to have in order to get their promotion out there, to create that buzz, to create that demand, to create that interest, whether it is for the buyer of the book or it is the interviewer, the radio producer, TV producer, or whomever it is, or the film producer. So it's another tool, but it's a dynamic tool. It is a multidimensional tool.
It's a great tool, and for those of you who have iPhones out there, what I do is I put them on my iPhone.
I had just written that down because I wanted to ask you about that.
And my agent has it on her iPhone. So the point is, if I'm out with a producer or I'm out with a publisher or whoever I'm with, and I'm having lunch, and I say, mainly I'm out there selling my movies, and I'll say, hey, listen, I've got this great idea, take a look at it, and I show them my iPhone right over lunch, and boom, they see this minute thing, they go, send me the script.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds fantastic.
And it's so much better than having a flat copy laying it out in front of somebody.
I just sold a project to Warner Brothers completely based on a sizzle reel. I just sold another project to the company that did Unsolved Mysteries on a sizzle reel.
Hmm.
So it's working.
Well, one of the things I'm excited about this. I have a project that you and I are going to be talking about.
That'd be great.
Yeah, and I know some of the folks that you I've met a couple of the folks that you have as your associates in books2film.tv. I want to make sure that you share with our audience that.
Great.
Yes,
we have a wonderful team. We have Teresa Fogarty, who has been years with the Independent Book Publishers Association, who actually came to me with this idea originally to create a curriculum for publishers and writers, essentially to help them understand how to synthesize their materials and the log lines and synopsis and treatments for Hollywood, and that sort of grew into this company. So I have to give big kudos to Teresa. And then sort of the heart of our sizzle reel division is Scott Barker, who is a young man. He's in his early 20s. He is probably one of the most intuitive young editors I've ever met. Incredibly knowledgeable in production, is certified in motion and in color and in all of the in Final Cut Pro, and he is amazing. And in fact, Scott is currently back east in Washington shooting a feature right now based on a sizzle reel that he did for himself on an idea that he has. So he's doing a documentary feature. It is funded. He's back east. He'll be back in L.A. next week, and he sort of supervises production. So when he's not around, we have other people who are helping us with it. But he's just an amazingly talented young man.
Well, and I've met both Scott, and of course I know Teresa from IVPA.
And we have, of course, Mike Vizzo, the ambassador to independent publishing, who is an advisor for us in the marketing side.
Right.
And Mike is, 30 years or so in the publishing business, has done anything from an idea right to a full book. He's an amazing guy, and he's been very helpful with us and doing some introducing, actually, on the speaker sizzle side of our business.
Well, having these associated talents in your operation is really, really critical. And one of the things that I know our audience who are thinking about doing a sizzle, that they're going to want to know, okay, how do I start this? Who do I talk with? Do I talk to you, Rocky? Do I talk to Teresa? And if so, where do I reach you?
Well, you can write me at, email me at rocky@bookstofilm.tv or scott@bookstofilm.tv or teresa@bookstofilm.tv. We all get everybody else's stuff. We share it around.
You can
visit the website. And essentially just drop a note, say you've got a project, tell me a little bit about the project, what it is, and we'll get back to you, and that will start a longer conversation about, again, what's the end game, what's the purpose, what do you want to accomplish.
And all of this takes place wherever those people are who are contacting you. They don't need to be in California.
The only question becomes that we do offer a sizzle reel that actually has on-camera interviews. And in that case, we'd have to decide whether or not we would come to your client or
sure.
the client, or whether or not the client would want to come here. But 90% of what we do is can be done here with the client wherever they live.
And I understand the price ranges start at like $695 and up, go
yeah,
up from there. Based
on the $600 price range is really, to be honest,
pretty basic.
We can do it, but if anybody has any understanding of Final Cut or even iMovie at a high level and understand structure, it's something they could probably do themselves.
Aren't we talking basically a couple grand to start?
Yeah, all the things that are really significant are about $1,500 to $2,000.
Okay.
It goes up from that. We have very high-end ones when people want us to actually recreate scenes from the book, where we have to hire actors and create sequences. But that's probably a book that's like a Simon & Schuster book, and the budget's coming from something other than the author's pocket.
Sure. The publishers that you've worked with, have they been small presses, medium size,
Yeah, pretty
majors?
Much everybody that we've worked with has been in sort of the mid, Cable's one of the ones we've done this stuff for. I think they have probably 100 titles, so they're probably a small press. But they've got some 60, 70,000, printed books. They're doing really well. And we've also done a lot of books for independent people who are just starting out, and we've done a couple of books books that had been written or manuscripts that had been written that had found their way into Hollywood, and those producers wanted sizzles on the books for them to take into Hollywood.
Okay. What is happening in the film industry? I know, you know, the economy is the economy, and I don't grouse about what's happening in the economy, because I believe the more you grouse about it, the worse it gets. And so I'm looking at, what is it that I have to do differently? And so one of the things I'm looking at are sizzles. The other, you know, and a whole bunch of other things that I'm doing. But the, you know, the reality is, where is the film industry today? Give us your perspective on the interest in getting new films from books.
Well, I'll tell you this. If you just want to make, it's a long conversation, but if you want to go really short on it, take a look at the five films that were nominated for Best Picture last year. Four of them were based on books, and one was, the Milk movie was based on existing material, and that might have been a book in some form, or I think it was a combination of a couple of books, but everything else was a book. And essentially what Hollywood is doing is they're trying to redefine themselves, and one of the ways that they're protecting their quote-unquote asses is that they're looking for existing material. So that's why most of the big movies you're seeing are coming from comic books, or they're coming from regular books, or they're coming from remakes or sequels or prequels. And they're sort of really remaking, you know, they're remaking movies or creating movies that are based on existing brands, and books are a great way to go on that. We have a book right now that I have made a deal with a company over at Warner Brothers. This is another project, the one I talked about before, that is a book that it was a self-published book, and it's a wonderful story, and we've just made a deal with the author, and we're planning on taking that into Lifetime next year, as soon as they open up in January. And we'll be doing a sizzle on that. We haven't done it yet, but we're planning on doing it. Because we realize in Hollywood that we need every piece of ammunition we can to get Hollywood's attention, because Hollywood is scared like the publishing business is scared.
Right. Understood.
Okay. Everybody's worried.
Okay. Listen, I can't believe that time has flown so fast. I've got to pull a plug.
Okay.
I want to thank you for sharing your fascinating information with us, and wish you continued success. I will be talking with you on a personal level. But thank you for being here with our audience today.
All right. I really appreciate you having me on, and it's really fun. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Rocky.
Be well.
Take care.
Bye.
Well, that's it for today's program. I thank Rocky Lang for being my guest, and I also thank our fine sponsors, Color House Graphics, Ocean Publishing, and Dolphin Printing and Design. I hope when you need their services or products, you'll visit them and tell them you heard about them right here on Cover to Cover. Join us next Saturday when our special guest will be Flory Binford Kichler, the president of IBPA, the Independent Book Publishers Association, which Rocky mentioned. We'll talk about the exciting new events in book publishing and how IBPA is leading the charge to educate and support independent publishers. Remember, too, if you have a question or suggestion, just write to me, publisher@oceanpublishing.org. publisher@oceanpublishing.org. I'm your host, Frank Gromling, inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cover to Cover, where I promise to bring you the latest information, news, and entertainment about books and book publishing, and the absolute best guests right here on WNZF and WNZF.com. Until then, as always, remember to keep on reading.
Dolphin Printing and Design is the place to go for full-color copies and a full-service print shop. At Dolphin Printing and Design, they specialize in postcards, newsletters, and brochures. Dolphin Printing and Design promises to be customer-driven, provide the quality of product you expect and deserve, and they will be there when you need them. So call Dolphin Printing and Design at 437-4616. That's 437-4616. Dolphin Printing and Design.